Reformed Church.
So, you know, I was meditating on John 11:40, right? Where Jesus says, "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" And I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it. And there were a number of things that caught my attention that I just wanted to share with you quickly. We have, of course, brought up John 11:40 many, many times around if you believe, you see the glory of God. But a key thing, I think, was that Jesus said, "Did I not say to you?" Right? Like that by itself. So it's, Jesus didn't just say, "If you believe, you'll see the glory of God," right? He said, "Did I not say to you that if you believe, you see the glory of God?" So you see that, like, you know, I thought about a couple of verses just in line with that. John 12:49, I'll read that to you quickly. John 12:49, it says, for I have not spoken, Jesus said, on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. So I that, and then just one more, John 6:663, right, in line with "Did I not say to you," right? John 6:63, it says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." So I just bring that to your attention just so you can see that the when the Lord said, "Did I not say to you," right, what he's saying is a promise to us. In other words, a guarantee by his word. Like, this is how it works. And it was Jesus saying it, and it was the Father speaking it through him. So God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son saying that if we believe, we will see the glory of God, right? Now, when you think about the glory of God, you know, Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. So we know that the glory of God is really speaking about everything that he's put on the inside of us, right? Like, the Spirit of God is the glory of God that's on the inside of us, right? So when he said, when he says, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God," it is what is seen outwardly, right? Like, was seen in John 11, what we saw was Lazarus raised from the dead. So we saw a work of power. But we know that on this earth, right, the Lord works by his Spirit, right? And works of power are seen outwardly. Manifestations of the Spirit are seen outwardly, right, when we believe, right? The way the manifestation of the Spirit works on this earth is by faith, right? The manifestation of the Spirit doesn't work and cannot work justly in the world any other way, right, in our lives or in someone else's life, except by someone believing, right? That's how, I mean, that's, it's basically, it's more than just, you know, John 11:40 is more than just, you know, a promise that he said to Mary about her brother being raised from the dead. It was him saying that if we believe, we see, that's how it works, that the manifestation of the Spirit works, right, by faith. Matthew 9, verse number 28, it says, "And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, Yes, Lord. And then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you," right? So that's just another indication that, again, the manifestation of the Spirit, the works, Galatians puts it like the works of power, the works of the Spirit, right? How do they happen, right? Is it by the hearing of faith or by the works of the law? And of course, it's by the hearing of faith, which the hearing of faith produces faith, right? In other words, faith comes from hearing. So what he's saying there is, again, just another proof that when he says, "Let it be to you, let the manifestation of my Spirit be unto you," right, according as you believe. In other words, if you believe, you see, right? If you believe, you see. In Mark chapter 9 and verse number 23, Jesus said to the man that had brought his son to him, he said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." All things, right? And I understand that there are, you know, there's a skepticism sometimes with when people hear about certain works of power that the Lord would do. Like Mary and Martha were skeptical about their brother being raised from the dead, but they weren't skeptical about hearing, about healing, the healing power of God. So when we think about the manifestation of the Spirit, like what is taking, what could we think of that takes the manifestation of the Spirit too far? Like when the Lord says, if you believe, all things are possible to him who believes. That when he told Mary and Martha in John 11:40, that if you believe, you would see the glory of God. Like, what is taking that too far? Like, is seeing the glory of God in healing too far? Most people would say no. Like, if you believe and you get healed, it's because you were healed by faith. Be it unto you according to your faith. Nobody has a problem with that, right? So what is taking that too far? Like, what would be that in our mind? I mean, you see the example in John 11 where Lazarus was raised from the dead. So is someone being raised from the dead a manifestation of the Spirit that is being taken too far, right? Like what is taking that too far? Because if all things are possible for me, if I would believe the Lord, then you know it just kind of begs the question then, because if to be able to speak openly to people about this, like what is taking that too far, right? In 1 Corinthians 12 in verse number 7, 1 Corinthians 12 verse number 7, it says that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of us for the profit of all of us, right? That, in other words, that the seeing the glory of God outwardly, right? That manifestation of the Spirit is given to all of us. That the Spirit of God is able to manifest for our profit and for the profit of the church or for all, right? Obviously, I don't know if the context there specifically was just talking about the church, right? But obviously, people even that aren't even Christians can profit from the manifestation of the Spirit coming from you, right? So you know, when you think about that, all things are possible to me, Lord, when I believe you. You said to me, Lord, that if I believe you, I would see the glory of God. If I believe you, Lord, I will see the manifestation of your Spirit. Then all that there is really to think about is, and it's not any kind of a pressure thing ever. It's not kind of like, you know, Lord, like, do I have enough faith, right? Because if it's according to me, according to my faith, do I have enough faith? It's, do I believe the specific things that you're praying about, right? In other words, Mary and Martha, they believed and they said to Jesus, if you were here, my brother would not have died. So obviously they believed that the Lord could heal him. That if anyone is sick and brought to him, even I think the Pharisees that I don't know if it was religious leaders or just people that knew Mary and Martha, said they were saying to each other, couldn't this man, right, that did all these miracles, right, couldn't he have prevented Lazarus from dying, right? But so lots of people believed, didn't think that it was taking it too far, that by faith in Jesus Christ, someone could be healed, but then in their perception and their understanding of who he was, what they weren't believing, and that's why Jesus asked her the question, what she was not believing is that he could raise someone from the dead that had been dead for 4 days, right? So the question about, like, do I have enough faith, it's not quite that. What Jesus is asking is, do you believe that I can do this? He has said to people before, you know, he said, if someone lives and believes in me, they will not die. And if someone dies believing in me, right, they will live. And the question that he asked them about that example, he said, do you believe this, right? So it's always to us, it's not just generally speaking, I got to get more faith, because that's the pressure that I used to feel years and years ago. Like, do I have enough faith, Lord? I got to have more faith. It's do I believe you, Lord? Like, if you're praying for healing from a physical ailment, like, do you believe that the Lord can make you well based on what he's done on the cross, right? Do you believe that it was by his stripes that you were already healed, that what you're doing is just appropriating to you what you already have on the inside of you? It's do you believe those things? And if not, that's okay. You just have to begin to understand what it is that the Lord has given you, you know, when it comes to that specific thing. So it could be someone being raised from the dead. It could be sickness. It could be disease. It could be, you know, relationship. It could be reconciliation. It could be peace in your mind. It could be any sort of, you know, freedom from any addiction. Whatever it is, it's do you believe it, right? It's obviously not, can he do it, right? Jesus was asked that. He says, if you can do anything, Lord, like heal my son. And what he said, well, it's not, I can do it. He says, do you believe it, right? That's kind of, and it wasn't just for him just to throw it back at him, but he was just saying, do you believe that I can do this, right? Because that's really what it comes down to, is that when we believe, the assurance that we can have is that when we believe, we will see the glory of God. So that's really what we want to be centered on then, is, Lord, is us believing him, us understanding what it is that we have, and then we have that assurance from the Lord, right? If we believe, we will see it. And the seeing is just exactly that, the manifestation of the Spirit, right? Just plain and simple, just the manifestation of the Spirit.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.